With an estimated 4,000 people currently looking for a family doctor in the Kootenai Boundary region, the state of healthcare in the area is always a contentious topic. But with a renewed four-year Physician Main Agreement, or PMA, between the BC government and Doctors of BC, ratified by doctors in the province earlier this month, there is fresh optimism that patient care will be strengthened as more supports are added for doctors in rural and remote communities. Dr. Adam Thompson, a family physician based in Courtenay, BC, who is also president of the Doctors of BC, says one key provision of the agreement is increased funding of $50 million annually for a committee focused on rural issues, which is jointly governed by the Doctors of BC and the Ministry of Health. The committee is solely focused on rural healthcare, and Thompson says the funding increase is the largest uplift that it has ever received.
It's there to work basically on rural healthcare and enhance rural healthcare through various programs that it runs. And the intent is that it's going to be there for them to work on stabilizing and enhancing physician services in rural and remote areas.
Thompson adds that there are also an additional $4.7 million in one-time funding allocated for rural priorities over that four-year agreement, including money for existing rural practice support programs and even help with doctors' business costs, including digital health innovations and electronic medical records.
So it includes funding for the existing programs, and they're going to be additional supports for physicians who are new to rural practice, and as well as supporting some of the hybrid and virtual care services, as well as there's funding for business costs.
How the investments outlined in the agreement actually translate into better patient care for someone on a wait list for a family doctor in New Denver or Castlegar may be a little opaque for the average British Columbian. But Dr. Shalina Musaji is optimistic. Musaji is a CASLA physician and director of the Kootenai Boundary, or KB, Access Clinic, which provides primary care to unattached patients or those who do not currently have a family doctor of their own. She says the clinic relies primarily on a full-time nurse practitioner and a number of local family physicians who all contribute to share the care for patients who do not have access to a primary care provider. They use the existing longitudinal family physician payment model, or LFP, to remunerate those who are working in the clinic. But she notes that the new agreement may also provide increased funding in that area as well.
It's going to look at, you know, areas for rural practice, but in particular, you know, compensation for after-hours care, looking at patient complexity and funding for care. And of course, at KB Access, we probably do have a higher level of patient complexity in our patients who have not been able to be attached for a while. So just in the fact that that model will continue and that model will continue to expand and there'll be different priorities, that, you know, will directly influence KB Access. So if the funding continues and it's a good funding model, then I think it will continue to attract physicians to provide care.
Musaji is also a member of the Kootenai Boundary Division of Family Practice, a nonprofit society of primary health care providers in the region. She believes the new agreement will be a good investment in rural and remote care in other ways as well.
Given that our region, you know, has rural and semi-rural areas, I believe we'll have an improved care in our KB region, especially in our more rural communities. I think it will directly help with recruitment and retention of physician providers. It should also help us with the amount of locum support we receive. And so based on that and you know, trends we've already seen in the last year, I think it will directly impact our ability for patients to have better access to care. And I think also with improved attachment to care of both a physician and a nurse practitioner as well.
Musaji goes on to say that the new agreement also offers many opportunities for shared care initiatives or innovative projects where primary care providers work with specialists to actively improve the system. She says that the agreement prioritizes areas such as maternity and reproductive care in psychiatric and pediatrics, as well as culturally safe care.
Those are areas that we do have some needs in, especially in rural areas. And so that direct priority setting by the ministry should just help to strengthen our division shared care projects. You know, there's also a focus in the PMA. This is something that, you know, is close to my heart since I do quite a bit of EDI work. They really want to advance Indigenous specific anti-racism and, you know, strengthen the delivery of culturally safe care. So it's really important, like, to see this commitment in the PMA.
Given these new priorities for doctors practicing in rural and remote communities, hopefully people in the area who have not yet been able to find a family doctor will, in the meantime, continue to get the care they need, with attachment to a primary healthcare provider as the ultimate goal. For Kootenai Co-op Radio News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jamie Frederick.